It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, podcast time. Hey, Hunter.
Here we go.
Are you ready for the podcast, you dumb son of a bitch?
I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty smart today, especially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feeling good about it?
I'm feeling smart.
So, you're married now. What are you? What, you've been married 2 years? Jesus. Yeah, but is it 2 years already?
Yeah, it's 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, a little over.
Kiki and I celebrated 6 years this year. Yeah. Crazy. I'll be honest.
How do you celebrate? By fighting? Because that's the direction it's going.
Fighting and fucking.
Right.
No, we had a very nice anniversary this year. It wasn't as big as last year just because we did a big trip for our 5 year.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's interesting. It's... We're, I think, on a down slope of fighting. We had like a couple years around like 3 and 4 where it was like, Jesus, just everything.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
Well, you know, we were in the middle. We made a big move. We're married. We made a big move up here, and that changes the dynamics of everything.
Yeah.
But again, every couple fights, and I do want to say this, like I'm not saying fighting is awesome. It's not. But you ever see those couples that don't fight?
It's almost a little awkward.
It's weird. Like, it's, you got to have some, it's, there's got to be some kind of conflict.
You know
there,
why it's weird?
People.
It's weird and awkward is because it's like, all right, so they never fight, but they must make up for it when we're not around. So they just must beat the hell out of each other when we're not.
Even if they don't, and maybe that's a weird thing to say. Maybe I'm trying to justify arguments I've had with my wife. But I feel like you got to have a little bit of conflict, you know?
Yeah, a little bit, absolutely. You know what I'm thinking, though? Like, my parents, I'm trying to think. Obviously, my parents have fought before, and I've seen it. But not like anything really crazy, though.
Well, that you've seen.
And I've never recently, in their older ages, have seen them really fight.
See, that was one thing my parents never did. I remember, like, a handful, like, three times, my mom and dad actually kind of bickering in front of us kids, but they saved it for behind closed doors. And again, I don't care. Fight however you want to fight. I don't. You know Kiki and I can get at it.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it. It's like,
oh, boy.
But I do. I think you got to have that conflict. The reason I bring this up is that a relationship app polled 75,000 married couples to find out the top five things couples fight about. What do you think number five is?
Money.
Very good.
That is.
That's number five. What to spend money on? Major purchases should always be discussed. If you don't agree on what a major purchase is, set an amount of like $100. That's kind of what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a big thing. Number four.
Time.
Kind of. And I don't, you know what's weird is in the day and age we live in, it's using your phone too much.
I am.
So time is.
Time management.
Time management is in there. So yeah. And I think that's so weird, the day and age we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You do this 15 years ago, not even a thing.
Not even mentioned.
Not even mentioned.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. That's number four. Number three, what do you think it is?
Number three is children.
No.
Number three is. Checking out other people.
No. Number three, how often to have sex. That is 25% of couples have sex once a week. Research showed married couples only do it 1 to 3 times a month.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I think once you get later on in the relationship, it's not like it was when you first met them.
I always told Kiki 3 times a week is what I asked for.
Yeah.
I think that's 4 days off, 3 days on the field.
You gotta ask for it, huh?
Three.
Two. We need
one
more.
Well, it's because, again, men are, we're wired differently. If I had it my way, I'd say every day. But I know that's asking a lot.
At any given moment, can you get it if you want it? Like, if she came home and she wasn't in the mood, but you're like, come on.
No, and I don't expect her to. I can't just be, like, at my beck and call.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it, too. Of course, you know, I think there's, as a relationship, you know, you want to make sure each person's happy.
Mm-hmm.
She likes affection in ways of cuddling and hand-holding and stuff like that. I see affection as intimacy, sex, everything like that.
Yeah.
But no, if she's like, no, I'm tired, I'm not going to be like, no, give it to me. Rah! You got to have, you know, I think there's boundaries there. But again, it can lead to arguments. And it's number three. I don't know. You got some couples that are, you know, once a month. Once to 3 times a month, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That needs to up the ante.
Up the ante a little bit.
Number two. What do you think it is?
Number two is vacation.
No, this one. I wonder if you and your wife have thought about this. Just knowing you the way I do, the definition of clean.
Of clean. What are you saying? I'm not clean.
Clutter.
Clutter.
And maybe not picking up after yourself.
She bitches at me for the clothes.
Yes, clothes is on here.
But as far as being clean and cleaning the house, that bitch has got nothing to say because I clean that. I clean every day.
Good Lord.
Every day.
You're going to bang me what I want and I clean the house. Get it right.
You know?
Do you clean the house? Absolutely. Is that kind of your chore?
I do. Dude, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I clean all the time. I don't care what she says. She does the dishes. I don't do anything in the kitchen, to be honest. I mean, I clean and I organize the kitchen and get the stuff that needs to be by the sink. But that mat in front of the sink is not for me.
I try to keep the house fairly well kept in that sense because I hate cleaning. Like, I don't want to clean. She cleans.
That's a fair trade, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
If I clean the house, you can do the dishes.
But again, you know, I look at it too is that my, like, and I do. I hate clutter and everything like that. But like my bedroom where my clothes is, dude, there's clothes all over because I haven't hung them up. And it's so easy to hang them up. But she's okay with that because it's in the spare. It's not there. But I do my best to kind of keep the house from getting too cluttery. Yeah. But again, she cleans though. And that's, I do laundry, she cleans. Because I fucking hate cleaning. Yeah. I don't want to do it. So that's kind of our trade-off there. Which leads me to number one. The number one thing married couples fight about.
Final round.
Chores.
Chores.
That is surprising to me.
See, I don't know. I don't think we argue about that because I do chores. I mean, sometimes she'll be like, you know, go mow the lawn and maybe it won't happen like at that given moment.
There's been times where like I haven't been as prompt with laundry and she'll kind of be like, I needed that clothes. It's been in the, and I'm like, well, I'm doing laundry on my schedule. I also, you know, mowed the yard. I fixed this. I did that. I cooked dinner because I usually do the cooking. But I can see, though, because there's times where I think each party feels like they're doing more than the other person.
Right.
Which that's any, but that's whether you're dating for 6 months or married for 6 years.
Should I be nervous? Because we don't fight that much.
No, I don't think so. Because you guys still fight. I mean, there's still things you argue about. Yeah. Every couple.
It's weird. It like gets to like a level where it's like it's getting heated, and we both know where it's going, and we just kind of either we just stop or we just walk away from each other until we both cool off, and then it's just whatever.
To go back to my initial comment about I think couples need to fight because I think it's cathartic. I just, you know, around here.
It shows passion.
Think about the workplace. Mm-hmm. How many times you just want to, everyone's like, put on that happy fake face.
Yeah.
I think if you're not, and again, don't take me the wrong way of saying, oh yeah, the only way you show that you love someone is if there's still passion, you're still fighting. I don't think, because there's a right way to fight and there's a wrong way to fight. But there's just times where human beings, there's times where, you know what, I've had a rough day or something trips my trigger. And then usually it's me saying, hey, I'm sorry, I was mad about this, I shouldn't have taken it out on you. Which, that's everybody. Everyone's going to get mad at certain things. I do think, though, that I don't know. I don't see burying stuff like, no, everything's happy-go-lucky. For the few people out there, you know what? Props to you. If everything is just kosher and you've never fought or been mad at your spouse, enjoy it.
Very rare.
For people, I think just as humans, as the species that we are, there's conflict in everyday things. There's days where I'm mad at you. There's days where I'm mad at the boss. There's days where I'm mad at the guy who cut me off. It just, there's conflict in the world.
Well, here's the thing. If you bottle it up, it's going to all come out and explode later, and that's not going to be a good situation. It's good to get it off your chest. It's good to talk, and honestly, it is good to yell at somebody once in a while.
And again, there's good fighting and bad fighting. Yeah. I don't think yelling's a bad thing. I don't think there is. There's been some times where an argument has escalated and you're like, all right, let's really find the root of it and get you to that point.
I used to fight with my ex-girlfriend, dude. And I mean, it would get, we'd just start screaming at each other, man. And after a while, it's just like, this is exhausting. And why am I living my life like this? I'm sure she was thinking the same thing. And probably why we're not together, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, there's no time, man. I mean, there's a certain level of argument that I think is good, but you both need to understand and come back to center. But there are times where it's just nothing gets accomplished, and it just makes it worse, and it builds up, and it's just going to be a disaster later on.
I know with any of my exes before I actually settled down, if an argument escalated, I didn't mind walking away. Well, with a marriage, I don't think walking away, in a sense of like, I don't give a shit what you think. I'm whatever. I'll go find someone else. I don't do that in marriage. Yeah. Now, there's times where, yeah, I do. I'll go out to the garage and you let everything calm down.
You know, that comes with age.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As you get older, you start to realize,
valuable
time is.
Without sounding cheesy, you know, you take a vow. And it's not. I'm not just going to go move on to someone else. So you have fights that are either small or little bicker. You have big blowout ones, and then you find common ground. Mm-hmm. So I think I think every couple's going to argue. Everyone argues differently.
Here's the thing. It's okay to argue. It's okay to scream. It's okay to yell at your significant other once in a while if that comes to that situation. But just take yourself back. Take a deep breath and don't hold a grudge. That's the worst, because once you start holding a grudge, it's never going to go away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It never goes away. Because you know what happens? You'll argue a year later and you'll bring that shit back up. You'll dig into the past and bring up something that's totally irrelevant. To the conversation or fight you're having at that moment.
There's nothing better than that couple that shows up together, and then when they split off, all they do is talk shit about each other, and then they get back together. Like, Jesus,
it's not gonna last.
Just end it already, right, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. That's the top five things married couples argue about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do the laundry, goddammit! I swear to God.
I will beat you with a rubber hose. I swear
to God. All right, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Hunter, let's go fight.
Yeah, don't piss me off, Art.